T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to KMOX. Tom Ackerman with you. It is great to be along with you, and it is a great time of year for college football. That is for sure. And how good are you at talking trash, and how good are you at following your teams and making sure that they have their presence felt? Well, let's bring in one of the best trash talkers out there, one of the best personalities out there. It's really been a lot of fun to follow her career from ESPN is Katie Nolan. How are you, Katie?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. The Dos Equis College Football College Professor, Katie Nolan. I really am intrigued by this. Tell us how this came about and tell us a little bit about the school. How'd you get involved?
Yeah, if you could just for the rest of the interview refer to me in my full title as you just did, the Dos Equis College Football Professor Katie Nolan. It rolls right off the tongue, really.
Yeah, it does.
Well, so what it is Dos Equis, look, they understand you as a college football fan. This time of year, things get a little heated. So they wanted to provide fans with a resource for making sure you know everything there is to know about the sport, you know, and you're equipped to root for your team in a way that basically just lets you win every argument because, look, that's what college football is all about. So my job as a college football college professor is to give you those tools so when you enter an argument, you make sure that you leave it the winner.
That's good. You've been very good on this in social media. You're a great follow on Twitter. Before we get into this, how do you do that? How have you been able to be, I think, quick with your responses to people, but you've always been able to do it in a way that people appreciate?
I think the key is to make sure that you're not being mean so much as you're being funny. That's kind of always been my rule. It's really easy to be mean to people, as you can tell by Twitter. And if you can't tell, I invite you to peruse my at mentions. But it's a lot easier. I like to just pick out the ones that I know that I can have a comeback for and just sort of highlight those and move on. The hard part is you want to defend yourself and respond to everybody. But one of my areas of expertise being trash talk, if I could give you a bit of advice, it's just pick the one you know you can win that one, and then try to move on with your day. That's the kind of stuff we're going to teach you at the Dos Equis College Football College.
Yeah, that is, there's an art to it, no doubt about it. So you can be certified, and people can use this certificate to help them actually prove that they're right, so they can produce a certificate in the middle of their argument with their friend.
Yeah, that's actually like, it's the secret to any argument, is that you can just point to a piece of paper that proves that you're the winner. So if college football fans go to dosequis.com/edu, you can take the final exam. You can also, you know, find the school, learn the things, take the exam. Well, you can print out a certificate that says you graduated. And then if you're finding yourself in a tough spot in any argument, just go ahead and shove that piece of paper in their face, point to it and be like, did you graduate? No, I did. I win. And then just scientifically, that means they have to concede victory.
Katie Nolan is with us from ESPN. She follows a lot of different sports, covers a lot. And most recently, I saw your therapy session with Stephen A. Smith when he was down on the Knicks. One of my favorites. Was really good. Unscripted, too. I could totally tell you guys were having fun with it. But I wanted to ask you about college football and the college football playoff rankings right now. Just give me your thoughts on how things are. LSU obviously has gotten everyone's attention by beating Alabama, and Alabama's on the outside looking in at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's probably the most interesting storyline to me. Obviously, Clemson last week was out of the top four. They're in there now. They're at 3. But Alabama, I mean, it's tough to make the case that they're going to be able to have a path to the playoff, which is nuts, considering the run that they've had. But the only impressive game I think they have left on their schedule that they can use to sort of make the case for themselves is against Auburn. Other than that, I'm really interested to see how this shakes out. I don't know if it's just because I'm paying closer attention this year than other years, but it feels like these rankings are a lot more dramatic than they've been in the past, and I love that. I love shaking things up.
Yeah, I think it's good for the sport, don't you? I mean, people will argue all day long, but that you need something to be able to chatter about, and you know these things are going to switch from week to week, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, they've already changed so much since last week just because, and you knew they would because you could look at them and see that the two of the teams were going to face off against each other, and then we've got Ohio State, obviously, later in the month. It's fascinating. It's a really fascinating ranking. I like Minnesota, too. They're making an interesting run that I think is really interesting to watch. So I don't know what's going to happen. They don't give me the answers ahead of time, but it's certainly going to be an interesting one.
Yeah, Minnesota beating Penn State was a statement for sure. I think a lot of people overlooked Minnesota, and now they're knocking on the door. Oregon will have a say. Georgia, obviously, is right in there and can ride this thing out and try to get their way into the playoff as well, the way things stand. Katie, looking at these rivalries and going back to Dos Equis and getting a certification for trash talk, there is no bigger rivalry, I think we'd agree, than Ohio State and Michigan. That could be interesting. Coming down the wire here, Michigan's playing a lot better.
Yeah, I mean, it's always a game to watch, right? So you can't even say this one's one to watch because, you know, obviously I would recommend people watch it. But I would say Ohio State fans, Michigan fans, you've got time. I would go ahead and head to dosequis.com/edu. Make sure you get your degree because those arguments are going to get heated and you're absolutely going to want something to prove you know what you're talking about and whoever you're arguing with. It's just a loser who's dumb, you know?
You're hanging out with your buddies. You're drinking Dos Equis. What is the key? Let's say you're a Michigan fan trying to make the case that this is the year to knock off Ohio State. Like, how do you approach that? Ohio State fans have a lot to say right now. I mean, they would have the advantage in that argument initially.
Yeah, I mean, look, I can't give it all away for free. We got to send the people to the website. But here's what I will tell you. These are my quick tips. Make sure you're completely educated on Michigan's strengths. Make sure you're completely educated on Ohio State's weaknesses. Don't go low, go high. There are some easy things you can make fun of Ohio State for. I've certainly done it in my career, but you're always going to come away with the win if you attack them in a way they don't see coming for something that they didn't know you knew was a weakness of their team. So look for those and then just like hammer those real hard. Make people uncomfortable and do it with a smile on your face. That also makes people, it just throws them for a loop. They have no idea what to expect. So that's what I would tell Michigan fans to do.
It's good. Go to dosequis.com/edu. Dosequis.com/edu. Before we go, just let people know who haven't or aren't as familiar with your show, Always Late with Katie Nolan on ESPN2. Tell us a little bit about it. I know it's always appointment viewing for a lot of people.
Oh, that's very nice of you to say. Yeah, we're just like a silly late night show. You know, most sports shows are every single day, which is awesome. You get all your information, you have your debates, and you know, I love trash talk. I love a good debate. We're a once a week show, so we sort of zoom out, take a look at the week, try to find what was funny, or what is going to matter, what you need to think about moving forward. You know, we just take a bigger picture look at the week and try to have fun doing it. Because at the end of the day, these are games that we're talking about. We all love sports, but there's a lot of humor in it. And so we try to bring that to the forefront.
No, it's a great approach. And again, it's been fun to watch your career. You've had a fresh approach to all of this from the beginning. And I think people definitely appreciate that. That's a big part of your popularity. Katie Nolan with ESPN and Dos Equis. Make sure that you get your certification with the dosequis.com/edu website. It'll take you right to it. You can learn about the course. This has been the Dos Equis College Football College Professor, Katie Nolan, with us on KMOX. Great to be with you.
Thank you, Tom. That was perfect.
Thank you. Back in a moment on KMOX.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.